Now on Triple M, Paul Hazelby. Great service guaranteed. Call 1300 Automasters.
We've got a very special guest on the show now. You would have seen him or heard of him, rather. He's a Dockers legend. He's on Sports Day every day on Triple M. He's also on Off the Bench, which will be happening this afternoon. His name is Paul Hazelby. Hayes, how are you going, mate?
Going very well. Much better for hearing that intro. Thanks very much. You're very kind.
In my mind, I had a really big and elaborate intro. I think I let myself down a little bit, but that's okay. We'll try and lift it up with the interview. Football 2019, the AFL Premiership season started. How excited were you yesterday before Carlton and Richmond?
Very excited. We've been talking about it for 4 months now, and it finally came to fruition. And it didn't start with a bang because Carlton were very ordinary. There was a lot of commentary around Carlton and also Richmond and whether those two teams should provide the season opener, but they were disappointing. But then they got rolling and some promising signs. I do feel that Carlton is on the right track. It won't be this year, but in the next two or three seasons, look for them to climb the ladder and get inside the top eight. But it was all about the Tigers last night. A big injury to Alex Rance. Now, it looks like he's done for the season, so can they go and win another premiership with their star centre back out? It makes it very difficult. I'm not sure you have coverage for a player of the ilk of Alex Rance.
Yeah, okay, so we've got a lot to pick up on there. So I was so grumpy when the Tigers pulled away to about 40 points at one stage, but the Carlton, they did click into gear, and then the Tigers sort of let off a little bit. I don't know which one was which, whether Carlton basically lifted their pressure, whether the Tigers sort of went into their shell. With Rance, I'm not too concerned for the Tigers. They're a juggernaut. They provide that midfield pressure that it makes it very difficult for teams to get really clean forward entries. So although he is a star player, he's an All-Australian, probably the best, well, arguably the best defender in the league, I think they still have those chop-off players like Vlosten, Grimes. How is Grimes not the best defender in Richmond anyway? He's a star.
He is. He's a lockdown defender as well, and Asprey the other one. But, look, I still think they're going to miss him. It's going to make it difficult. But they've got Tom Lynch in the team, and he looked pretty good. 3 goals.
Yeah, he did. No, Lynchy was... he looked good in the black and yellow, that's for sure. I'm sure there's a lot of Tigers faithful that were very impressed with his start. We'll move along. Look, a few big games happening. I think all Eagles fans will agree that this game at the Gabba on Saturday night... Actually, I want to get your thoughts, Hayes. So is this a bit of a letdown for the Eagles to start off the year at the Gabba on a Saturday night? Wouldn't we rather see the reigning premiers play at Optus Stadium and open up their season campaign with the... with the presentation of their trophy?
No, I don't think so. Because that would be unfair on the Fremantle Dockers. In all seriousness, they rotate every year who has the first game. And it plays a part because at one stage when you play at home and then you have the away Western Derby, you get to stay here for 3 weeks in a row. So it's a big advantage for that team. And I just don't think it would be fair if the West Coast Eagles got that scenario every year. So that's the reason for it. It's not going to take long to come back and unveil the flag. That will happen. And the beauty is you're going to get 12 opportunities to see them at home at Optus Stadium. So I don't have an issue with that.
Yeah, beautiful. Very well responded to that one. How do you think the Eagles will go on Saturday night?
I'm actually predicting an upset here. I think Brisbane are the team to watch in 2019. They've been up and about in the pre-season. Lachie Neal is there. Jared Lyons is a quality player. Eric Hipwood up front. And with the Eagles, with some injury concerns. No Kennedy, no Cripps. And no Willy Rioli as well. He's got a foot issue, so he's out. They're a young forward line. If they're ever going to get beat away from home, I think Brisbane could do something that'll just tell the competition that they're here and they're ready for 2019.
I tend to agree with you. I think despite losing Beams, Brisbane have enough in that midfield to really pull them over the line. The Eagles are playing some young players. Jack Petricelli, he played pretty well in the JLT. Expect him to light up the track. Dom Sheed has been strong as well, but playing at the Gabba, and I think, yeah, the Brisbane Lions will be an up-and-comer. This is going to be a really great game. I'm picking an upset as well.
Good to hear. We think a lot.
Well, could be a great relationship we're starting here, Hayes. Let's talk about the Dockers on Sunday afternoon. The Kangaroos actually came over to Optus Stadium last year and won. It was the first time that the Dockers lost at Optus. Can they repeat that on Sunday, Hayes?
They certainly can. They're a good team. They surprised a few, and they've had some big-name recruits with Pollock and also Aaron Hall going into the lineup. Now, this is a big game for Frio. They need to start the season with 3 wins because they got North Melbourne, Gold Coast, then St Kilda. And it's been a nightmare 7 days, hasn't it, for Fremantle? Yeah. Jesse Hogan going out. some injury concerns to some key players. Matt Tabernard's been named. I'm not convinced he'll play. But Lachie Schultz, the mature age forward pocket from Williamstown, should get an opportunity, and I reckon he's going to have a good season. So let's hope Fremantle can end what's been a terrible week.
Yeah, and I want to talk about very briefly Jesse Hogan, because the story has been flogged to death in the media. We've talked about the fans and how disappointed they may be, and the coaching staff, how much pressure they'll be under. What about as a player? You've obviously done the journey with the Dockers before. When a player goes out, how do your teammates respond? Are they concerned going into the game?
Oh, not so much going into the game, but you lose a little bit of confidence, because clearly he's their, you know, great white hope in that forward line. He brings a lot of skill to it. He kicks goals, and he's also a high possession player and brings players around him to make them better. So they're going to miss that. They go into this game probably not with their confidence sky high because of the JLT. They did cop a few beltings, particularly in the second half, and they didn't get their game plan just right. So it makes a difference, but the onus is now on Jesse to, you know, to get himself right. It's very important. He's going through some serious issues of his own, but he does need to take ownership of that, and I think he will. I think this will be a big moment in his career.
Do you think back round two or round three? Round four?
Well, I think they will bring him back round two. I would probably give him 2 weeks out, but I think given where the club's at, and depending on what happens this week against North Melbourne, they travel to Gold Coast, which will be a must-win for them.
So I grew up in Jollymont, just sort of close to Subi in Perth, and I used to kick a soccer ball with Travis Collier because he lived around the corner from me. He's going to make his debut for the Dockers, as well as Reece Conker, Rory Lobb as well. Big recruits. How do you think they'll go? I think there might be the difference for the Dockers. I'm predicting a Dockers win.
Yeah, look, I was impressed with Conker, no doubt, in his first hit out. 28 disposals down there in Mandurah. He just gives a lot of leadership through the midfield and the back half. Lobb, I think Lobb will make a better ruckman, to be honest, but he's going to be played in the forward line. Look, he's only kicked 67 goals in his career from roughly 71 games, so I don't think we should all expect too much from him. It's more about the contest that he's going to give. He straightens them up. And look, Collier, he's going to have to work for his spot. I'm not convinced that he's going to bring too much at this stage from what I've seen in the pre-season. He's been a fringe player at Essendon for a period of time now, so he's no walk-up start for mine as the season unfolds.
Well, hold on. So Dockers or Kangaroos?
Look, I'm going to stick with the Dockers. I think they will get the job done here at home just.
Yeah, no worries. Look, you've been talking, you've been listening to Paul Hazelby. You'll hear him this afternoon on Off the Bench. Hayes, thanks for joining me this morning.
No worries, sure. Look forward to doing it again all next week.